Doctrine and Covenants, Times at a Glance, Chart 2, Sections 65 through 137. Refer to the Doctrine and Covenants section headings for historical background and history of the church references. Some dates are approximate. November 1831. Preparations were made to publish the revelations received by the prophet and title them the Book of Commandments. Section 65, October 1831. This section, designated by Joseph Smith as a prayer, was given during the period the prophet was preparing to recommence translation of the Bible. Section 66, October 25, 1831. William E. McClellan, a recent convert, asked the Lord to reveal His will for him. Section 67, November 1831. At the conferences regarding the publication of the revelations that had been given to the prophet Joseph Smith, some of the brethren felt that the language in the revelations was inferior. The Lord's response was given through the prophet. Section 68, November 1831. Orson Hyde, Luke S. Johnson, Lyman E. Johnson, and William E. McClellan desired to know the mind of the Lord concerning them. Section 69, November 1831. Oliver Cowdery had been appointed to carry the manuscripts for the Book of Commandments and some church funds to Independence, Missouri. Because the wilderness was often hazardous, John Whitmer was called as a traveling companion. Section 70, November 12, 1831. At the conclusion of the conferences, the Lord gave stewardship of all official church literature and its publication to the prophet Joseph, Oliver Cowdery, Sidney Rigdon, William W. Phelps, John Whitmer, and Martin Harris. December 1831, Newell K. Whitney was called as bishop in Ohio. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 72. Section 71, December 1, 1831. Ezra Booth had apostatized and wrote 9 slanderous letters printed in the Ohio Star. The prophet Joseph and Sidney Rigdon were commanded to go forth and preach to allay resulting unfriendly feelings against the church. Section 72, December 4, 1831. Several elders and members assembled to learn their duty and be taught. January 1832. Joseph Smith was ordained president of the high priesthood. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 75. Section 73, January 10, 1832. The elders of the church desired to know what they should do while waiting for the next conference to be held in Amherst, Ohio, on January 25, 1832. Section 74, January 1832. This revelation was received during the translation of the Bible as an explanation of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. Section 75, January 25, 1832. At the conference in Amherst, the elders were eager to know how they were to bring people to a knowledge of their condition. Several missionaries were called to serve, mostly in the eastern United States. Section 76, February 16, 1832. The prophet Joseph and Sidney Rigdon were translating the Bible. When they came to John chapter 5, verse 29, the heavens were opened, and they received this revelation known as the vision. March 1832, a mob tarred and feathered the prophet Joseph and Sidney Rigdon. The prophet's family returned to Kirtland for a short time and then went back to Hiram. Section 77, March 1832. During the translation of the Book of Revelation, the brethren had many questions about the writings of John. Section 78, March 1832. The prophet Joseph instructed priesthood leaders concerning the law of consecration and establishing a storehouse for the poor. Sections 79 and 80, March 1832. Jared Carter had come to Hiram, Ohio, to inquire of the Lord's will through the prophet. He was called to serve a mission to the eastern countries. By contrast, Stephen Burnett and Eden Smith were called to serve a mission wherever they chose. April 1832. The prophet Joseph made a short visit to Missouri. Section 81, March 1832. This section was given in preparation for the formal organization of the First Presidency. Originally, it was addressed to Jesse Gauss, who, due to apostasy, was replaced by Frederick G. Williams. Section 82, April 26, 1832. The prophet Joseph had been commanded in Section 78 to go to Zion and teach the elders the law of consecration. He traveled to Zion and at a meeting was sustained as president of the high priesthood, just as he had been in Ohio. Section 83, April 30, 1832. During the brief visit to Zion, the prophet taught concerning widows and children under the law of consecration. June 1832, the prophet arrived back in Ohio and continued his work of translating the Bible. September 1832, the prophet Joseph moved his family from Hiram back to Kirtland. Section 84, September 22nd and 23rd, 1832. Elders were returning and reporting on their missions in the eastern states. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 75. October and November 1832. The prophet Joseph and Bishop Newell K. Whitney traveled to some eastern cities to take care of church business. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 114 and 115. November 1832. Recent converts Brigham Young and Heber C. Kimball arrived in Kirtland, Ohio, to meet the prophet Joseph Smith. Section 85. November 27, 1832. This section is an extract from a letter the prophet wrote to William W. Phelps, who had been appointed to assist Bishop Edward Partridge in administering the law of consecration. Section 86, December 6, 1832. During the translating and editing of the translation of the Bible, this revelation was given to the prophet Joseph as an explanation of the parable of the wheat and the tares. Section 87, December 25, 1832. The prophet Joseph received this prophecy on war at a time when troubles among the nations and within the United States itself were on the minds of the saints. Section 88, December 27 and 28, 1832. At a meeting of high priests, the prophet Joseph gave instructions on how to receive revelation. Each of the brethren present in turn prayed to the Lord that they all might be of one heart and mind and receive his will. This revelation, known as the olive leaf, followed. Verses 127 through 141 were received on January 3, 1833. Section 89, February 27, 1833. Widespread use of tobacco by the brethren attending the School of the Prophets, and the filthy conditions that resulted, led the prophet to inquire of the Lord. This revelation is known as the Word of Wisdom. Section 90, March 8, 1833. This revelation was given as an answer to the prayers of the prophet and the brethren, and was a continuing step in establishing the First Presidency. Section 91, March 9, 1833. The Bible that the prophet used for the inspired translation contained the Apocrypha, writings not included in the current King James Version of the Bible. Upon the prophet's inquiry, the Lord revealed that it was not necessary to translate them. Section 92, March 15, 1833. Frederick G. Williams had been called as a member of the First Presidency. The Lord directed that Brother William should be part of the United Firm. Section 93, May 6, 1833. The prophet was working on the translation of the Old Testament. Section 94, May 6, 1833. In a meeting, a committee was appointed for raising funds to build a printing house and a place for the School of the Prophets to meet. Shortly after, this revelation was given. Summer 1833, a school for the elders was organized in Missouri. June 5, 1833, construction began on the Kirtland Temple. July 1833, a mob destroyed the church printing office in Missouri. Church leaders were forced to sign an agreement to leave Jackson County. July 2, 1833, the prophet Joseph and Sidney Rigdon finished the main translation of the Bible. Section 97, August 2, 1833. This revelation was an answer to letters from Oliver Cowdery and other brethren in Zion concerning a school for the elders. Section 98, August 6, 1833. The saints in Missouri had been experiencing severe persecutions. This revelation was given in answer to their prayers. Section 99, August 1832. A revelation given for John Murdoch. October through December 1833. In Missouri, armed conflicts broke out, and the saints were driven from Jackson County. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 100, verses 13, 15, and 101. Section 100, October 12, 1833. While on a mission, the prophet and Sidney Rigdon were worried about their families. Section 101, December 16, 1833. The prophet received news of the expulsion of the saints from Jackson County, Missouri, and inquired of the Lord what to do. November 1833 through June 1836, the Missouri saints lived relatively peaceably in Clay County, Missouri. February 17, 1834, the first High Council of the Church was organized in Kirtland. February through May 1834, the prophet and others asked for volunteers to join them in redeeming Zion. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 103. February 22, 1834, Parley P. Pratt and Lyman White arrived in Kirtland to report on the situation in Missouri and ask for help. May 1834, a group called Zion's Camp began a journey westward to Missouri. By the time they reached Missouri, they numbered more than 200. June 1834, in response to the Lord's command and to avoid bloodshed, Zion's Camp disbanded. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 105. Section 105, June 22, 1834. Shortly before the arrival of Zion's Camp in Clay County, Missouri, the governor rescinded the aid he had promised. Hence, the goal to restore the saints to their inheritance was frustrated. Section 106, November 25, 1834. This revelation concerning Warren A. Cowdery was given while the prophet Joseph was preparing for a school of the elders. February 1835, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and the Quorum of the 70 were organized. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107. Section 107, March 28, 1835. In preparation for their mission to the Eastern States, the 12 Apostles requested a written revelation from the Lord to guide their labors. July 1835, the church purchased some Egyptian mummies and scrolls. See Abraham, chapters 1 through 5. August 17, 1835, in a solemn assembly, the saints accepted revelations to be published as the Doctrine and Covenants. Section 108, December 26, 1835. Under the influence of the Spirit, Lyman R. Sherman, one of the seven presidents of the 70, came to the prophet to express his feelings and to receive a revelation teaching him his duty. Late 1835 to early 1836, the first church hymnal was published. March 27, 1836. The Kirtland Temple was dedicated amid great spiritual manifestations. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 109. Section 109, March 27, 1836. This dedicatory prayer for the Kirtland Temple was given to the prophet Joseph by revelation. Section 110, April 3, 1836. In a meeting held 1 week after the Kirtland Temple was dedicated, the prophet Joseph and Oliver Cowdery, separated from the congregation by a veil, offered silent prayer at the pulpit. When they finished, this glorious vision was given to them. April 3, 1836, Jesus Christ appeared in the Kirtland Temple to accept it. And then Moses, Elias, and Elijah appeared to restore priesthood keys. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 110. Summer of 1836, saints began to settle in far west Missouri. Section 111, August 6, 1836. Having heard of available monies in Salem, Massachusetts, the prophet Joseph, Sidney Rigdon, Hiram Smith, and Oliver Cowdery went there, hoping to alleviate the heavy debt hanging over the church. March 1838, the prophet Joseph and his family settled in far west Missouri. Section 112, July 23, 1837. This section was given through the prophet Joseph Smith to help Thomas B. Marsh, president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, guide the Quorum of the 12. Section 113, March 1838. Soon after the arrival of the prophet in far west Missouri, Elias Higbee and other church members inquired about particular passages of Scripture from the book of Isaiah. January 1838, the prophet Joseph and some church leaders were forced to flee Kirtland. April 1838, several prominent leaders of the church who had apostatized were excommunicated, and some became enemies of the prophet. Section 114, April 17, 1838. David W. Patton was counseled to prepare for his mission with other members of the 12. Section 115, April 26, 1838. This revelation given at Far West made known the will of God concerning the building up of that place, the construction of a temple there, and the full name of the church. Section 116, May 19, 1838. This section is an extract from the journal of the prophet Joseph regarding his visit to Adam on Diamond. July 8, 1838. The Lord directed that the 12 apostles preach the gospel overseas. Section 117, July 8, 1838. William Marks and Newell K. Whitney had not left Kirtland. Oliver Granger was dispatched with this revelation to instruct them what to do. Section 118, July 8, 1838. This revelation was given through the prophet Joseph at Far West, Missouri, in response to the supplication, "Show us thy will, O Lord, concerning the 12." See History of the Church, Volume 3, page 46. Section 119, July 8, 1838. The financial troubles of the church, its leaders, and the failure of the saints to keep the law of consecration led to this revelation and the extension of the law of tithing to all members of the church. Section 120, July 8, 1838. The brethren wished to know how to dispense the properties given through tithing. August through October, 1838. Armed hostilities broke out between church members and residents in Missouri. Many church members gathered to Far West for protection. October 1838, the governor of Missouri ordered military action against the saints. The militia laid siege to Far West. The prophet and other church leaders were betrayed into the hands of government officials. November 1838 through February 1839, Brigham Young and Heber C. Kimball led thousands of saints to refuge in Illinois. Sections 121, 122, and 123, March 1839. The persecutions against and the sufferings of the saints led the prophet Joseph Smith to plead with the Lord in their behalf while he was in Liberty Jail. July 1839. Many members fell ill with malaria. By the power of the priesthood, the prophet Joseph Smith healed many. August through September, 1839, the apostles departed to preach the gospel in Great Britain. November 1839, the prophet met with the President of the United States, who refused the request for redress of the saints' grievances in Missouri. June 1840, British saints began immigrating to Nauvoo. August 1840, the prophet began teaching the doctrine of baptism for the dead. January 1841, the first presidency issued a proclamation urging all saints to gather to Nauvoo. Section 124, January 19, 1841. Once the saints were gathered to Nauvoo, The prophet Joseph sought guidance from the Lord and received direction, among other matters, to build a temple. Section 125, March 1841. After plans for a temple in Nauvoo were declared, the question arose whether the saints across the Mississippi River should move to Nauvoo. April 6, 1841. Having been commanded of the Lord to build a temple, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, the saints laid the cornerstones for the Nauvoo Temple, April through July, 1841. Most of the apostles returned to Nauvoo, having baptized several thousand people in Great Britain. Section 126, July 9, 1841. Brigham Young had served abroad. This revelation relieved him of future travel abroad. October 24, 1841. Orson Hyde dedicated the Holy Land for the return of the Jews. March 17, 1842. The Female Relief Society of Nauvoo was organized, with Emma Smith as president. March through May, 1842, the Wentworth Letter, including the Articles of Faith and the Book of Abraham, were published. May 4, 1842, the prophet began to administer the temple endowment to a few of the saints. Sections 127 and 128, September 1 and 6, 1842, performance of ordinances for the dead without any organization or record-keeping led to the instructions relative to baptisms for the dead in these two letters from the prophet. 1843 through 1844. Missionary work began in the islands of the Pacific. Section 129, February 9, 1843. Satan's continued efforts to deceive the saints necessitated instructions on how to perceive if a being was from God or the devil. Section 130, April 2, 1843. The prophet Joseph corrected statements presented in a talk by Orson Hyde. Verses 18 through 23 are statements from a sermon by the prophet. Section 131, May 16th and 17th, 1843. The prophet gave a variety of doctrinal statements while visiting some saints. He proclaimed verses 1 through 4 while giving instruction on the priesthood. Section 132, July 12th, 1843. This section came at the request of Hiram Smith, for a written revelation to convince Emma Smith of the truthfulness of the principles of eternal marriage. Section 133, November 3, 1831. When the Book of Commandments was being planned, the Lord gave this revelation as an appendix to it. Section 134, August 17, 1835. This section is a declaration on earthly laws, prepared to be included in the first publication of the Doctrine and Covenants, in order that others would not misinterpret the Church's position. June 27, 1844. A mob killed the prophet Joseph Smith and his brother Hiram in Carthage, Illinois. Section 135, June 27, 1844. John Taylor wrote the circumstances surrounding the prophet Joseph Smith's martyrdom. August 8, 1844. Church members sustained the Quorum of the 12 Apostles as the governing body of the Church, with Brigham Young as president of the Quorum of the 12. September 1845, antagonism against the saints was renewed in Illinois. December 10, 1845, temple endowments began in the dedicated parts of the Nauvoo Temple. Winter, 1845 and 1846. In fulfillment of the prophet Joseph's prophecy, the saints made plans for a move to the Rocky Mountains. February, 1846. The first groups of saints left Nauvoo for the West. May, 1846. The Nauvoo Temple was publicly dedicated. June, 1846. The first pioneer company arrived at the Missouri River. Section 136, January 14, 1847. President Brigham Young needed to know how to organize the saints for the trek westward. Section 137, January 21, 1836. At a meeting of church leaders in the nearly completed Kirtland Temple, the initiatory ordinances of the endowment were administered. The participants received visions and revelations, including this one to the prophet Joseph Smith. End of Doctrine and Covenants, Times at a Glance, Chart 2, Sections 65 through 137.